Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, hello and welcome to another edition of Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily. But it's a special edition because it is indeed my birthday today, nonetheless. The Daily Boys are celebrating as Bubba Ray turns 33, nonetheless, today. I've had a very cool day, which I'll get into in a little bit later on. But man, I feel like tonight, SP3, we should just keep it loose. What do you think,
man? Of course, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. Well, you don't really, because it is a special day. A legend was born on this day. And, you know, we are known on Wednesdays for singing. So here we go. Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Remix. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I'm getting my singing. I'm practicing for Crystal Mania.
This is the longest song ever.
That song never ends.
I was gonna say, like, I was like, is this the chorus? Like, I was like, I don't even know. Thank you, SB3. Your pipes are most welcome around my neck of the woods. Of course, they always are. Let me tell you something. I really want to get rid of this hat already. It's getting on my nerves with the headset, but I'm gonna stay true to character. So thank you for all the fantastic birthday wishes you've all given me thus far. Twitter has been a lovely place today for me, way more than I expected, so thank you very much. Never seen such an outcry of birthday love for no one, essentially, but thank you. I do appreciate it. SP3 is alongside me, as you can hear and see. How are you, my man?
I'm doing well. It's Taurus season. We're celebrating your birthday. Ironically enough, you mentioned him a couple of weeks ago, but drunk guy JJ's birthday is today as well. So that's why you liked his video so much, because you guys are kindred spirits born on the same day.
Exactly right. You know, we've got that Taurus energy. You know this. Well, when's your birthday?
Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Oh, wow, man. I feel like we need to trade you in on your birthday. You're probably busy. Brother.
I think we could work something out. We could talk about it. We'll talk about it.
As I just tweeted, some of you guys will know that we're going to do a bit of a Q&A deal here tonight. And also, we're going to get to Jeff Hardy in due course and debate what's the next course of action for him, what he's contemplating. But also, we are going to finish bang on time tonight, perhaps a little bit earlier. Why is that, SP3?
Because I'm making another crack at the Quizzle Mania Championship of the World. I even got my good old Roman show up and win shirt, because I'm going to show up and win.
And win.
I'm going in with a nice laid back approach, though. I'm going in to increase the Wrestling Daily, you know, subscriber count to 15K. I got my show up and win shirt, but I'm not going to win. I'm just going to promote Wrestling Daily. You know, you got to go in with an even keel. So, you know, the surprise comes when you take them down.
Absolutely, man. I'm backing you. It's a strong field. You know, Vleet That Vleet and SRS and all of that, man. It's a strong field. But I am backing you to bring it home for Wrestling Daily. But let me tell you, if you don't, then we know the conspiracy is in. We know they fear Wrestling Daily, SP3.
They are already plotting against me, Alex. They already are giving me the British just a minute. Did we lose, Alex? But they're already giving me the British just a minute round that I fear. I fear that's gonna take me down. Did we lose Alex here, or is it just me? Someone tell me in the comments, because I see a black screen next to me. Or is it me? Anyone? I think the birthday feed and my singing may have crapped out the Alex field. Okay, so I got confirmation that Alex is gone right now. It might be that he started his drinking before we went live here, so the Wi-Fi is on a birthday drunk high right now. But he will return. He will return. I promise you. I promise you. Oh, see. I'm gonna be like this for now because Alex will return. I know it to be true. You can see the full layout. True Hill Heat, subscribe. But yes, we're gonna have a fun show today. We're already off to a smashing start. Now I'm gonna go on my side over here. We're already off to a smashing start on Wrestling Daily so far. I'm gonna be at Alex's place because it's his birthday. But yes, we're going to be talking about Jeff Hardy possibly leaving WWE and what options do Jeff Hardy have, you know, besides losing to everybody and their mama and the Maharaja. And see Louie for the save. Louie with the pitch hit. He was waiting. He was waiting in the wings. This is a conspiracy. Louie is conspiring against our birthday boy here.
I disconnected his Wi-Fi. I was like, you know what? We need to, SP3. I need to get on with SP3. I had such a good time when we did it last week. I need to help him out. I had a look and I was like, what's going on? Why is SP3 on his own? I was like, is Alex drunk already?
His Wi-Fi is drunk. Did we lose Louis too? This is the best start to Wrestling Day.
Who the f*** does that kid think he is? Get him out. I told you the conspiracy is in. I told you, SV3. They're coming for us.
Adam hacked into your Wi-Fi and cut you off, man, because he heard you talking trash.
No joke. My laptop just went to 0% battery out of nowhere. So I'm terrified right now because it's just charging at zero. And I have no idea what happened. Like, it literally just went black and then came back on.
Hey, I held it down. I held it down. I improvised. I already see folks in the live chat calling us out for swear jars. But yeah, I kept the train moving. We're up to a smashing start on your birthday edition of Wrestling Day.
Well, exactly that. As I said, for all those lovely human beings that have joined us in the live chat, you can ask us anything you want to ask me regarding, I don't know, what I do, wrestling, not wrestling, same for SP3. Man, come at us, guys, in the live chat right now. You know, if you want to send your ultra chats and do something special, absolutely, wrestletalk.com/wrestlingdaily. Of course, there's that option. But otherwise, hit us up, you know, in the live chat. Whatever you guys want to know, go for it. I'm all for it, except for Louis, who makes terrible, terrible comments about how I look. Listen, you have to be a comfortable man, SP3, to wear a hat like this, right? You have to be very comfortable in yourself. What is this man talking about? Uptown Avondale's got us off kicking. If my laptop doesn't continue to muck around, come on. What is wrong with you?
I used to act Uptown Dave and Nail, so I have taken improv classes, and I did a lot of theater in high school as well.
Wow, did you really?
Little improv. Little known fact, yeah. Little, I've actually, and this is to answer probably one of the questions. I've actually been on Law and Order and Rookie Blue as an extra, not on a speaking role though.
Why am I just learning about this? Don't say that casually. What?
Very casually. I actually, my when I was on Law and Order, I actually sat next to Ice-T in like a diner where he did his scene and he was talking to his partner.
Damn. I can't believe you're an extra in those things. That's incredible. Improv, like, what was the idea behind that, man?
I just always like to perform, like as you see here, you know, being on camera and, you know, singing and all that stuff. Yeah, that's what made me get into like improv and acting when I was in my younger years, even though my wife says I'm a horrible actor because I can't fake any smile or any face with her.
Yeah, my missus is on like the worst liar ever. Like the second I start lying, she knows. Like, it's just we've been together like a decade now. It's just evolved to the point now where it's like, she goes, look at me, and I'm just like, oh, second. Like, it's done. Rod says, how does it feel? Seriously, what is going on? Rod says, how does it feel being 18? I mean, 18-year-old me sucked. He sucked. He didn't have anything going on. That was a year before I went to university. Obviously, I understand the joke you're making, but I'm just saying, 18-year-old me was a grand departure from the man you see before you today. I'm going to stop clicking up the comments because for some reason my laptop hates it. I'm just going to have to read them out. Oh, this is going to be long. What have we got? The next one is not going to, it's going to sound like I've made it up. It says, WrestleScope says, Alex, you are the king of the interviews. I swear it does say that. How did you get your first wrestling interview? This is actually a half decent story. So when I worked for Give Me Sport and I was like their NBA guy, for anyone who didn't know that, I was the NBA guy. And 2K got in touch with the company. Everyone knows 2K, right? Make the WWE games. Famously, the last game, we all know how that went. But they are making a comeback this year. And they got in contact to kind of be like, we want to promote the game. Could you help us and come down to like play the game and review it? Okay. Love games. Obviously, I'm a big gamer. Went down to this thing in London. It was super cool. Right. They had like a free burger van. Like, you know, like I was so amateur at the time. I was just like, wow, like free burgers for me? That's what it took to impress me. I was like, oh, God, damn. I literally rang my missus. I was like, can you, they got free cheeseburgers. And they were coming around going like, you know, do you want a beer and everything like that? And I was like, oh my God. So they literally like set you up. There's this big room, loads of different streamers and journalists are in there. There's just like loads of screens, gaming chairs, and you just get to play the game for like a day. And then obviously you go back, review it before it comes out. That's the bargain, right? Yeah. And as we were there, I'm sitting there, and it's almost like a massive shadow came in the room. I was just like, what? I looked up, it was the Big Show, right? Like he literally walked in the room. And nobody had said, oh, the Big Show's going to be here today. He just came. I was like, oh, okay. And I'd never interviewed any wrestler at this point. And I went up to the PR and I was like, I need to interview the Big Show. Obviously, like, you know, you got to take your shots when they're there, man. And yeah, that was my very first one. I actually posted, I think, an anniversary of it sometime late last year. It's about 4.5 years since my first wrestling interview now. I think about 2000. Oh, I don't know. 16, 17? I can't remember. 16, I want to say. So, yeah, super, super cool. He was super cool, by the way. I've had him a few times since. He's a really nice guy, Paul White. So, yeah, that was the first one for me. While we're here, SB3, can you remember how you got your first?
My first wrestling interview, it was from True Hill Heat. We sponsored a local independent show in New York. One of our friends over, it's called Battle Club Pro. And they actually like brought us in to the event. And the first person that I ever interviewed was Austin Theory. And I was a big fan of his from his work on Evolve. So that was the first person that I saw. And he was very like cordial, very nice about it. He was like, oh man, he was like, you're really good. I was like, yeah, this is actually my first interview. And I was like, he was like, I never would have been able to tell that. But yeah, he's a lot taller than me. If you ever see that interview, I'm short.
I was about to say, like, in the flesh, Austin Theory strikes me as a guy who, like, would be a bit like, oh, actually, he's a lot bigger than you think.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's got wide shoulders, and he's a taller guy. But it may be because I'm what they call height deficient. I'm a short guy, so yeah, I made him look big. So that was the first job of an interviewer. You got to let the wrestlers look big.
Great rub. I remember interviewing Baron Corbin and being like, "Holy shit, this guy is massive. He is like huge." Because you know how they kind of embellish a couple of inches on his height.
Yeah,
but they, I think they say Corbin is 6'9". He actually is 6'8", 6'9". Like, he is big man. Anyway, moving on.
I heard he's really nice too.
He really is. And that's half the reason that I quite like him and defend him when people kind of go, "Oh, Baron Corbin sucks." I'm like, he's a nice guy. All right, I like him. I do think, anyway, he's just been dealt a really bad hand with the King gimmick. That's gone on forever.
Very, very true.
That's another discussion.
One thing to say, that same day that I interviewed Austin Theory, one event, I was able to interview Austin Theory before he signed with WWE, Mia Yim after she had already signed with WWE, and Santana and Ortiz before they signed with AEW.
Look where they are now.
Yes.
Look where they are now.
The True Heel Heat Rub.
That's how they all get going.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
CM Chris says, "Alex, are you happy that Newcastle United are safe?" Of course I'm happy. It's just hard to get excited about Newcastle for a myriad of reasons that really trickle from Mike Ashley downwards. SP3 probably has no idea what I'm talking about, but the chairman, the owner, he really doesn't run it very well. He puts money in, and when he, like, hardly ever, and when he does, like 40 million on Joe Linton, which is just an insane thing to do. So I don't think until he changes, I don't think much else will change. So we'll do well to survive until that happens. But we have got some class players. Like, St. Maximin is just way too good for us. Way too good. What we got? Mario Painesville Dan says, "What are you guys looking forward to the most right now? Not just wrestling, but in general." Wow, that's a good question. What about you, SP3?
If you follow me on Twitter or follow me and Alex's conversations when we drop it in a little bit, I'm a big Laker fan. So I'm very much looking forward to the playoffs for the NBA, only because we are probably going to get bounced in that one game tournament or lose at least to the Warriors because Stephen Curry is on fire.
But he's cooking.
I've been waiting to see Lakers and Warriors in the playoffs since the Warriors came to prominence. You know, it was in a time when the Lakers weren't that good. So to see them in like a playoff atmosphere, I'm very much looking forward to that game.
Brother, when Steph Curry and that started to rise, we had Carlos Boozer.
We give him like $20 million a year, like idiot. Oh. And Luol Deng.
Oh, right, that summer sucked. Mozgov and Luol Deng. Durant went to the Warriors. Cheers.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. I don't want to even think about it. What else have we got going on here? Joseph Snow says, which episode of Law and Order? Surely you must know this so that someone could track it down.
It was in 2018. You're putting me on the spot here. I have it up on my Facebook, so I will make sure I let you know exactly next week on Wrestling Daily.
Yeah, fifth gen, Carney Joseph with it. He asked the same question. People want to know.
They want to look for me. I probably didn't even make it on camera. I think I saw myself and I got very excited. Rookie Blue, it's in the first season, and I was a cop because they gave me a fake gun. And that picture is up on my Facebook as well.
I like it. A compact cop is what
yes.
you are.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I like it though. I bet you can still look menacing, brother. You can get the job done. Forgotten Wonders Urbex says, question, has anyone ever certified whether SB3's Hill Heat is actually true?
Yes, I took a lie detector and it was all true. My Hill Heat is very true. And if you are not sure, check Alex's post yesterday about him still being a big fan of Jeff Hardy. And I got plenty of heat for saying that Jeff Hardy would have been better off going to AEW. So my Hill Heat is true.
Elizabeth Stallion, did you ever believe in any kayfabe rumors when you were younger? My brother told me Undertaker legit murdered the Ultimate Warrior in a casket match, and I believed him. That's a good one. I think briefly, I thought Kane and Undertaker probably actually were brothers. Like, yeah. I was 10. Not like 9 when Kane debuted, right? So I think it's plausible that I could get away with being duped at that age. But yeah, I think I did maybe buy that for a bit because they were just so both big. I was like, I can't be that many guys that are both that big. Know what I know now. I definitely thought Edge and Christian were brothers. I definitely thought they were brothers as kids. In terms of like rumors and stuff that happened, I mean, obviously, like, I was like, yeah, Stone Cold hasn't really been run over. Gran? Yeah. Well, he's all right, isn't he? I don't know. It was mainly stuff like, yeah, the brothers and stuff like that. Like, I definitely fell for that. But yeah, I don't know how many, I don't think there's ever any storylines where I was like, oh, wow, that outlandish. I didn't think really like Valvinus got his pee-pee chopped off. You know? I didn't buy that, but yeah. What about you, SB3?
I would say I was a big Edge and Christian fan, so I would have sworn up and down that they were brothers when I was in my youth. I even remember in elementary school, anytime the teacher would like go to like the bathroom or step away from the class, I used to stand up in the front of the class and say, for those with the benefit of flash photography, I'm going to give you guys a 5-second pose and do the pose until the teacher came back into class.
I like it. What else have we got going on here? Adam Blumplate, the hero themselves. Who would be your dream interview you haven't done yet and can't be Vince? It's The Rock, easily for me. I think this is like the worst kept secret ever. I'm a huge Rock fan. He's why I fell in love with wrestling. I don't honestly believe he's ever done a really great in-depth interview about wrestling, right? Like, he said some bits and pieces. But I know that man's career like the back of my hand. Trust me. And I would love to ask him some stuff. SB3?
I would say right now, Samoa Joe, because I've been a fan of his since like the Ring of Honor days. So I've been able to follow him through Ring of Honor, TNA, and now WWE. And I would love to hear, you know, certain stories about certain stuff, like, you know, when he got pissed at Hall and Nash in TNA, the whole how he felt being in the middle of the TNA ROH war when he was with Ring of Honor, and then his time in WWE, how it felt to be put in the commentary and then let go. Like, I would love to hear his answers to those questions.
Wow, yeah, that is a good one. Brett Thomas says, happy birthday, Alex. Have you heard about Jake Paul? Have you noticed that my laptop's picked up now? Yeah. Have you heard about Jake Paul getting smashed up by Floyd last week? Obviously. Good news is he's doing better this week. Yeah, that is good news, Brett. I can sleep easy that Jake Paul's doing better. They have banned him from ringside at the fight. Yeah, Al Heyman did that. So have I heard about it? Oh my God, it's all my web. Like, I hate it, right? I hate myself for how much I write about Jake Paul right now. I mean, mad props to the guy for carving out what he is doing, because the guy's making ridiculous money. He's got everyone talking about him. It's actually insane when you think about it. But yeah, when that happened, that was like the biggest story on the whole of TalkSport for days. Oh, days. My God. So,
shout out to Brett Thomas. He's the president of the Paul Brother fan club. He is the guy that originally told me that Logan Paul was going to be at WrestleMania, like in February, before it was even a thought. He said it. Yeah, he said it. So shout out to you, Brett Thomas. And the gotcha hat by Jake Paul is one of the funniest things I've seen all year. Like, yeah. I watched it like 10 times straight and kept laughing every single time.
I argued with people about this who were like, oh, man. I was like, that is actually funny, though. Like, if it wasn't Jake Paul, you would laugh at that. It is funny. Exactly. Gotcha hat. that's so stupid. It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah, it really is. What else have we got here? Matty the Hot Scott ranked the Peppa Pig characters. Well, Peppa's last. Daddy Pig's number one.
Yeah.
George is a solid.
He's a solid two. Yeah. The rabbit family, they're up there. I love
they're over Peppa.
The rabbit family, they see through Peppa's BS. So yeah. I enjoy the rabbit family.
I mean, mummy rabbit's got like a million jobs, right? Like, you know, she earns her corn.
I gotta go with Mommy Pig as number one, because she put Daddy Pig to shame when they was at the carnival with the hammer. Mommy Pig wore the pants.
Brother, I have seen every episode. Trust me. Like, I can cut you off and know what you're gonna say. Believe me, I am all Peppa Pigged out. Mr. Skinny Legs, that's a very good shout. Yeah. Mr. Skinny Legs, that's a shout. Oh, because we went to Peppa Pig World, right?
Yes.
With the kids, because they love it. So, yeah, I'm well-versed. Some of them I like just for the sounds they make as they talk. Yeah. Winston Wolf's a good one. Anyway, I'm not going to get one. We need to get out of this. Carol says, where would Alex like to go for his birthday if he could pick anywhere on the planet and pay no fee to go there? Oh, wow.
Just have to, like, include me with it.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Doesn't have to include me.
Yeah. She's just like, as long as it's me. No. Wow. God. I mean, I'm like craving a live event, right? So that's kind of top in my mind of things that I'd like to do.
See Bruno Mars.
You see, Bruno Mars is something that's extremely high on my list. I honestly, have you done it?
No. But we actually, me and my family, we did like an Uptown Funk party earlier today, because my wife had never seen, I don't know if you ever seen it, the WrestleCon dance off to Uptown Funk with Will Ospreay, Marty Scurll, Desmond Xavier, who is Wesley now, yeah. Sammy Callahan, and then the finale is Drew McIntyre.
Awesome. Wow, that is a lineup.
It's awesome. It still lives up. Go out of your way after you're done with Wrestling Daily, after Quizzlemania, watch the WrestleCon dance off Uptown Funk.
Wes Lee followed me on Twitter the other day. It was wildly fulfilling. I was like, there's Desmond. I honestly think Bruno Mars is like probably the most genius performer of this generation. Like, people might argue that. I honestly think he's incredible. I guess keep the missus happy. She's always wanted to go to what's the place off India that you want to go?
Bali.
Do you want to be on the show?
No.
Come on down.
Pull out a chair. No. The party. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so we'd have a bit of both, right? There you go. We all win. I am gagging to go to a wrestling show, but I need more than a day for that. I need like the full weekend experience. What else have we got going on here? If SummerSlam is done in Vegas before Louis' birthday, can you go with him, Alex, and just constantly take the mic that he can't drink or gamble? I mean, probably take the mick out of him a lot. Anyway, no, he's my younger brother, man. He's my son. I put the arm around Louis. I protect and encourage the young man rather than take him to Vegas to sully him. I mean, if SummerSlam is anywhere where we can go, though, I am going. Mark my words, that will happen. What else have we got? SB3. What about a Knicks player from this year? Now, we know you're a Lakers guy, but people are just going with the Knicks. Chris G is firmly Knicks, right?
Yes, Chris G, Romeo, they're all Knicks fans. And I had to hear all the trash talking. Oh, the Knicks are one game better than the Lakers. Oh, we're going to beat you. And we beat them in overtime last night. We shut up all that talk. And
LeBron's back.
And then it's nice for the Knicks. I really want them to be successful, at least get a playoff series win. But if they verse the Miami Heat, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. They're going to be bumped in the first round.
Let me tell you something. I'm a really big Julius Randle fan and always was.
Great.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I loved him anyway, like in a weird, perverse way, because he broke his leg so early. And I was like, oh, yeah, man, that sucks. And he was like our seventh pick. He was like the very first piece of the rebuild, basically.
He was.
And then he ended up turning out to be great. And I was like, oh, man. And when we got LeBron and that, we actually could have afforded to keep him. I'm not going to get into this because there'll be a lot of people watching who won't understand what I'm going on about in terms of caps and the moves that were made. There's a lot of it. But we could have kept him is the point. Yeah. And we should have kept him anyway.
100%.
I digress. have you ever been caught on camera at a WWE AEW show? I have, says Matty. I was front row. It's kind of embarrassing. At NXT UK Takeover Blackpool, right, the very first one, I was in the front row. So I was there as a journalist, though. Like, I'm always like popping in the crowd anyway. I never sit in like the media bit. I always sit in the fan.
Yeah.
And I I don't know why, but I'd gone in like this salmon shirt because I wasn't expecting to be on camera. Just this plain salmon t-shirt. And then I'm there in the front row, like, going, woo, come on. And yeah, I had loads of people texting me going, like, what the f*** are you doing in that picture? Because, you know, like, the vast majority of wrestling shirts are, like, black shirts, right? Like,
yeah.
I just stood out well, like, yeah, let's go. Just, yeah, very, very, very weird.
Looking like Mark Henry on his retirement.
Brighter, dare I say. What about you, man?
I believe SummerSlam 2015 during the New Day's entrance. You could see me in the crowd at SummerSlam 2015 at Barclays Center. AEW All Out 2019. I think I was in the seventh row. Me and Drunk Guy JJ, we showed up on camera there. And New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 Special in 2018. I was in the front row with my guy Baby Seth, and we were doing the Elite, and it was actually used again in the video package for the Young Bucks versus GLD at Fighting Spirit Unleashed.
Oh, wow.
In 2018.
There you go. There's your claim to fame. I can't elaborate too much on this, but the special thing I did today is maybe something to do with this. In the coming weeks, I can't wait to tell you guys all about it, but in the coming weeks, I will. No question or statement, just the best duo on YouTube, no competition. Well, you know what it is. Let's not get this twisted. It's the Daily Boys. It's the interracial. I don't even know. I just said the interracial couple.
We're the Falcon and Winter Soldier of wrestling media. Come on.
There you go. There you go. Irish and black. It's great. Come on. What do we got? Chatting from Tucson, Arizona. My brother is graduating college tonight. Congrats. To your brother, Matthew.
Congrats.
What are the odds it's the week that has a stacked Dynamite card? Man, that's a good point. Dynamite tonight has the potential to be an all-timer, SB3.
Yes, I am very much looking forward to it. SCU and the Young Bucks is going to be great. Miro finally taking the TNT championship, as I predicted weeks ago. I am looking forward to that, and I'm very interested in packing Orange Cassidy for the number one contendership.
Yeah, man. I think Miro is going over. I wanna see that stuff. Right. Injection2K says, Alex, do you have any advice for me trying to get into the wrestling business? Like one day we have an actual interview together. I'll always stick with Wrestle Talk and Wrestling Daily. We appreciate you, Injection2K. You're one of my favorite calling guys. any advice for getting in? I mean, obviously, it depends what you want to do in the wrestling business, but presuming you want to do kind of what we do, man, it's really just about putting out good content and consistently. You know, that's a big thing, finding your own kind of market. I feel like if you're good, and I feel like this in any walk of life, the cream does rise to the top, right? Like if you keep putting out good stuff, if you work hard, you apply all of those good traits, they all sound like cliches, but they are true. Like I wouldn't be where I am in my career, even just like job wise with TalkSport, if I hadn't of, you know, had the application and stuff that I did. I remember turning up to Give Me Sport, and it was a really young company, man. Like my boss was younger than me, but I had a kid coming in like 2 months. And they were like guys going, yeah, you know, we're going to go out and do this for a drink. And I just thought, I don't care. I really didn't care. And I'm a real sociable guy. Really, you know, I'm very friendly. But my work had to take precedence, man. And I've always been like that. You know, if there's something else that he's doing, I'm like, yeah, that's me. I'll do it. Whatever. Make sure you're that guy. And wrestling is just kind of built up that way too. I'm really blessed that Ollie Davis came to me with the idea of Wrestling Daily, right? Like, first of all, partnering up with Wrestle Talk is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
But secondly, like, it's been a snowball effect for me from my regular job. Then I got the radio show, which has proven to be a great success as well. Then through that, these guys, you know, it's probably the only place that I wasn't was YouTube. And they're like, yeah, come and do that as well. So, man, to kind of tick all the bases, like I said, I've just kept putting everything into what I do. And it's just led to great things. I know that sounds so simple. But if I was you, that's what I'd be doing. I'd look to work with good outlets, look to put together a good body of work, keep applying, and then you get the road. It leads you places, man. I really believe that. HB3, I think you're a good person to ask this, though, because you've built True Heat from nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it was just me and my friends, we would go to wrestling shows, we would talk to people about wrestling, and we would kind of have people that kind of gravitated to us, and we just said, hey, all these people are making like podcasts, we saw stuff like Wrestle Talk, like Woke Culture, Cultaholic, and we were like, hey, we want to do that as well. So we just went live on Facebook after, I think it was SummerSlam 2017, True Heel Heat. I came up with the name, me, Top Guy JJ, Baby Seth were like the building blocks of it. And then from there, a bunch of like my other friends was like, hey, we want to support you, we want to be a part of it, and kind of just built like a whole family together and kind of watch it all build as one. And I really, that started in like 2017. I really didn't get like my first big break with like Luke Owen offering me a spot to be on the Wrestle Talk podcast. That just happened last year. So it took like 3 years of just work, putting out content, keep on putting it out there for me to eventually kind of get my big break, which was being on Wrestle Talk podcast. Within like a few weeks, I got like a writing position at Sports Keto Wrestling. And I think in that same week, I interviewed Alex for the first time. So it's like that whole combination of all those things kind of led me to being here with Wrestling Daily. So all I can tell you, Injection 2K, is just go out there, make content, and kind of see if your friends want to get involved. Because I think that me having a community of people and having a friends that support me even before they were a part of the whole movement, that really was the thing that kept driving me to make more content.
Yeah, I mean, SB3 being here as well, like another bit of advice I would give is just be a good person, right? There's a lot of, you want to be a person that people want to work with, that yeah. people want to watch, that want to hear from. Like, you know, I talk about being a good egg, and I mean it. It's a real thing. I certainly apply that to people who I want to be around, who I want to work with. And after I did the podcast with SP3, immediately I really liked him. Like, it was just very easy to talk to the guy, right? Which wrestling sometimes can be a bit jarring because some people are like, no, this is what I think. And you're like, oh, God, all right. Like, you know, you're trying to kind of have an objective conversation. It can be hard. But like SP3 has seen every match ever. We've documented this. His knowledge, I won't test it. But we both have very encyclopedia knowledge of a very specific time.
Yes.
So like, we find it very easy to bond about our love for wrestling in that era. And more than that, I just thought he was really good. So I kind of kept it in the back of my mind. I didn't actually say anything to SP3 for a long time about it.
No.
I just kept it in my mind, like, if something comes up with that guy, I'm gonna reach out. And then when Ollie said, originally is like fourth wall stuff here. Originally, it was just going to be me and Louis, right, every day. That was the plan. That was like the plan, what, their plan. And I was like, well, no, I would like it if we could have not only just different people, but like diversity as well, because, you know, Wrestle Talk, not intentionally, it's just a very white place, right? and men. So I was like, well, you know, Steph and SB3, not because of what they look like or who they are, they're just really, really good. Let's get them in as well. We can switch up the days. And that's how it became the way it did with the rotation. And honestly, that's one of the things I'm not just proudest, but happiest about this show, is like the range of the co-hosts on it. And look how well everyone is doing, man. Steph's killing it with AEW. She's really, really started to own that area, particularly this side of the pond. And SB3 grows all the time. So for me, like, it's kind of got nothing to do with me, but I'm glad that there has been a, you know what I mean? I'm glad I'm a part of their journey as well, though. So that's very cool.
I appreciate you, sir. That's why I said today a legend was born. And also bring in some more good news. True Hill Heat is officially monetized this week. We our application went through, so we are officially monetized. So check us out. True Hill Heat 125 this Saturday. We're having a big monetization celebration.
Listen, I need to come back on.
Absolutely.
I need to come chop it up with the boys.
Absolutely. Top and guy the JJ. Top guy JJ, and the girls. Like, he wants to have a drink with you. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. I need Chrissy Love as well. She's great. Yeah. And maybe I'll even get a joint going for Chris G. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. Mark Lloyd says, Alex, do you ever see Martin Kellner at TalkSport Studios? I don't really, and I'll explain why in a second. I think he's really funny and would be great get to do your wrestling show with one time. Absolutely, man. I don't even know he likes wrestling, but if he does, amazing. He works like 1 till 6, I think. He does like he did do the nights. I haven't actually seen or spoke to him. I haven't even been in the studios. I've only been in once in the last 8 months, so you can understand. But even so, because he was more of a nights or mornings guy, I never really got the chance to chop up. I've met him like twice, I think. Can't say I've spoke to him in a long time. That's a shame. If he's a wrestling fan, though, man, yeah, I'm going to explore that. I'll DM that man. Booty2K says, chops from Volta, and it is a Volta, it is with a V.
Volta.
Or session with Stu in the dungeon. Oh, Jesus. I think I'd take the chops. No joke.
Yeah, I take the chops. I take the chops because I've seen what Stu does to people in that dungeon.
I don't know if anyone in this chat has been stretched. You don't want to get stretched. Like, it feels like it will never end when it's happening. Like, the bit of training, yeah, don't. Don't do it.
No.
The chop, don't get me wrong, that might cave an organ. But you know, it's not an enduring pain that you have to like, keep me out of the dungeon. Jesus. What else have we got going on here? does that make Steph the Sharon Carter of the show?
She's the power broker.
What is Louis?
Oh, man. Louis, who is the guy in the army that found the whole gang and he got beat up by the gang? what was his name? Torres. He's Torres. Yes.
Louis is Torres. What do we got here? He wants to wrestle. There you go, Injection 2K. Sorry, man. I would, you're in America, right? SB3 will know some schools, you know, like, yes. I would advise going anywhere near Thunder Rosa is basically, she seems to have an orbit around her that just makes people great. You know, like in the UK, for instance, I would be able to say to you, you know, Knuckle Locks in London, which is like Eddie Dennis, you know, Rampage Brown, if you can get in with him. And the Grizzled Young Veterans actually have their school up north as well. So like, reputation, I think, is everything in who you get trained by, and taking that and getting experience, man. Like, you know, if you're going to pay to go to these schools, and you can now, like the Dudley Boys have got a place. Dr. Tom Pritchard has got one with Kane. Am I right in saying that?
So. I think
right?
so.
there are a ton of places you can go, right? As long as you're willing to apply yourself. Booker T, Seth Rollins, Jesus, like there are literally so many that I'm sure you'll find one close to you. Just pay your money but don't pay your money, I mean, until you realize, you know, the reputation. And you know, these are all people who go about saying almost, right? So just pick the right one is what I'm saying there. Matty says, Alex and Sid, fancy a drink when the world opens up? Absolutely. And Sid, I hate it when we have to pull out the shoot name. Sid, his missus, I believe, has family over here, right? So the idea is when they come to visit her once again, because where are her family from?
They are from Suffolk.
Right. That's really not that far from me. That's a drivable distance. And that's the hope that we will hook up. I know you're in Scotland, mate, so might be more of a drive for you. But listen, if you're willing, the main thing would be great is if when WWE run the O2, if SP3 was over, because then I could big league you, man. I could be like, come with me, brother, and you know, I'll get you a ticket. I'll get you behind, not behind the scenes.
Show me the ropes.
Yeah. I was about to go way too far. No, I can't do that. But there is the pre-show parties and stuff that WWE put on. That'd be great to bring you to those. So hopefully, man, when the world is remotely.
See, you do that for me, and then you come to US for WrestleMania weekend, and I'll show you all the spots at Wale Mania. Wale Mania is my home away from home during WrestleMania week. Whenever I'm in the orbit of WrestleMania week, I love Wale Mania.
Yeah, I mean, I have great ambitions to get back to the States anyway, but particularly New York, especially like now that I know guys in New York in particular. Definitely would definitely want to do that, man. I don't know. I mean, like I said, these rumors about MSG, not gonna lie, man, it's got me excited. Look, Chris G wants in. Listen, if I come to New York and there isn't one rolled ready, waiting, I'm gonna be mad, Chris G.
Having a live Joints and Jabronis when Alex McCarthy comes to New York City.
It's happening. Stream it. I don't care. Let's do it. That is one thing I do want to do when like the world is opened up a bit and I can go to shows, because that is what we were planning to do with Talk Wrestling. We were going to go to that WrestleMania that was in obviously Tampa that ended up being at the Performance Center. We were going to do live shows. It was going to be great. And then that will be stuff that you guys can get involved in. We'll have guests. I'm still looking to do that in England for the guys. And America when I get out there. But when we can get to the live events, that is something we're looking at doing. So stay with me on that one. That would be a great one where we could do the show and then we could have a laugh after. And yeah, man, I really hope. I miss it. I really do.
For sure.
What else? There's a lot of people just talking.
we created a whole conversation in here.
There you go. Booty2K says you're a legend, and I'm okay too. I'll take it. Adam Pearson wants to be your friend. There you go.
There you go.
What a growing little community you've got here. Maybe I need to go down. I'm kind of.
Yes.
I am truly thankful for Alex, SV3, Steph, and Louis, the whole Wrestling Daily family, for inspiring me. The channel is why WrestleScope exists. All the love to WrestleScope, man. Keep doing your thing, grinding out there. Listen, one day you're going to get Steph on there. I can feel it. That'll be the coup of a lifetime, brother. The good egg champion. I'm sure you're working towards it, my man. I remember one of my last jiu-jitsu classes, a guy just got my back, wasn't even a submission, just had to tap. I had messed it up so bad. I mean, I got to tell you, that's not a good start. You're like, oh, I'm finished.
He took my back. It's a wrap.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as he got the mount, he went, nope, all right.
should we very quickly touch on the titular news before, you know, we get yelled at by Louis?
We will. I mean, just to be clear, Louis has zero say on such things, but we shouldn't false advertise for sure. All right, I'll do a couple here. Question: can we finally have the intro music full version to download? It's truly amazing. Ooh. Do you know how many people say that to me? A lot.
Really?
A lot of people do say that.
That's awesome.
So Pete Crennel, Q-tip to WrestleTalk, long-time viewers. He's the guy who got it. I am not sure how he got it, because I think it's like one of them samples that you're allowed to use. And I don't know. I think maybe anyone can have it. But I will dig into this and tell you where he got it so that you can get it. There you go. Funnily enough, we were having this whole thing of like, how are we going to present Wrestling Daily? And this goes for like the banners and the intro music and all of that stuff and, you know, the fonts and all of that crazy stuff. That was the first music we played.
Really?
It went, what about this? And we went, I think that's it. Yeah. Because in my head, I had a much more like, you know what I'm into, SB3. I really like sort of R&B, particularly like 90s R&B. Like, I like smooth stuff. So I had like a different thing in my head. And also, when you're a wrestling fan, you get, acclimated to like rock music too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't typically sit there and listen to rock, but there's a difference. If I hear it as a wrestling thing, I'm like, yeah, bangs. So, so when he played that, I was like, yeah, I think that's it. You know what? Yeah, I'm in it. Very good stuff. What do we got here? Everyone see the forming of the greatest tag team ever possible, Danhausen, PCO. I'm so happy. Yeah, man. I see Danhausen did an interview with Van Vliet out of character.
Yes, I saw it with human makeup on. That was nice. That was nice of him to have human makeup.
Yeah, I liked it. That he actually did that stuff, man. It was cool. Because obviously not often. I love R&B and 90s. Oh, yeah, so do I. Now I'm into Hero. Everyone loves Hero.
Oh, man. Great promo, I will say.
All right. Before we move into Jeff Jarrett, I hope you've seen what I've seen in the chat, SV3. Alex, is your mind telling you no? SV3, is your body telling you yes?
The greatest moment.
Mind is telling me no,
but my body's telling me yes, yes, yes.
Listen, we can pull that out of our sleeves anytime you like. Live, the building will come unglued when that happens at a live Wrestling Daily show.
That's
tremendous. Carnage Bank says top six UK wrestling presenters. Wow. Okay, listen, there's a few things here.
I'm in this. I'm not even from the UK. That's great. I love it.
I mean, that was my first problem. I don't think there's number three. It's just kind of gone top six. Here's five. I'm very, honestly, I love you, Carnage Payne, for saying that, but Simon Miller is the guy. He's the guy. Also, Ollie is wildly, I can't explain his genius, you know? Like what you see on screen, there's like a lot more to it, right? The guy is great. But I love Simon. Simon is like the unofficial third, he's like the third talk wrestling co-host. We have him every pay-per-view week. I love Simon Miller to death. The guy is amazing. And he's such a nice guy as well. Guys like him, Tom Campbell, Adam Pacitti, Kenny Mac. Like, seriously, there are so many guys. You'd think that it's like, dog eat dog, right? You'd think that. You'd think that we're all in the same space and it's like, honestly, it's not like that at all. All of those guys have been nothing but great to me. So many great guys in the UK, including SB3, apparently. There he is.
I'll take it. You
got to take it.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know. Off the missus, maybe you get a passport. I don't know, right? And we get, you know.
Hey, I've been out there. So, you know, it wouldn't be a new stamp for me. But, hey, if you want to give that to me, sure. I'll take the number four and number three spot.
It counts.
Shout out to John Scott. John Scott does great work with Power 4 TV as well. So
absolutely, absolutely, man. Right, Jeff Hardy. 7:07. Hey, Jeff Hardy. Apparently some of the news today has been revolving around Jeff Hardy's contract situation. Now, the thing with Jeff that has kind of exacerbated this a little bit and kind of why we're having this debate today, he has not been used well. Since the IC title storyline with Sheamus, and many might argue wasn't even used well there. it's one of those. He lost to Jinder Mahal this week, clearly, as an enhancement. We're not, by all intents and purposes, going to get the Jeff Hardy that many of us pined for, that one last crack at the top. Whether he got there or not, we're not going to get that run. There's a lot to get into here. SV3, what do you think is going to happen with Jeff Hardy and his contract? Of course, he was meant to have re-signed last year, but we're hearing different things. I mean, Matt Hardy has made no secret that he wants to align with his brother before their career is done. I mean, I'm looking at it now. I think that'd be the best for everyone, man. Like, I don't want to see Jeff go out like this.
I think the best use of Jeff and Matt over the last couple of years, the last like 5 or 6 years, was them together in TNA. That was like the height of like their popularity in the last couple of years, which brought into probably their biggest moment ever, which was coming back to WWE and at WrestleMania 33. If it wasn't for their run as the Broken Hardys and, you know, Jeff as Brother Nero, I don't think that people would be pining for or had that type of reaction that they did at WrestleMania 33. So I honestly would love to see them together, especially in AEW, where there's so much for them to do. You know, you can have another run with them and the Young Bucks, which I was there live for their ladder match, their last independent show before they signed with WWE. It was simply amazing. One of the best ladder matches I ever seen live. Love to see them mix it up with the Young Bucks again. Them and the Private Party. Matt's been working with Private Party, and it would be really be like a passing of the torch type of things. And then there's other tag teams like Butcher and Blade, who Matt is working with, or Santana and Ortiz, FTR. There is so much for them to explore if they were together in AEW. It's like ridiculous.
The Carolinas, brother. That's what FTR would be. I mean, so PW Insider is saying that he has a good chunk of time left on his deal. They thought he might have signed for 2 to 3 years last year. I see Forgotten Wonders Ubek saying here, to be honest, Jeff's decision to renew his WWE contract was baffling to me. He knew what would happen. It's not like he needs the WWE money. No, but he did say at the time that he wanted to it was like one of those things that he wanted to right the wrong, right? Like he'd kind of been disgraced in WWE, and again coming back, he got himself in trouble yet again, and they kind of stuck with him. Obviously, after the contract, I think he just wanted to right that wrong. I understand that he said that. It's just unfortunate the way it's playing out now, because to me, Jeff Hardy could be in a major program and really make someone. Jeff Hardy could be he could be that guy who lays it all on the line. Right, the guy who's willing to do anything to get that world, that one more world title run, right? To get that taste, that's his addiction, right? Being at the redeeming himself, there could be a wonderful story told there. WWE just aren't interested in doing it. That's the painful thing, right? And SB3 said it perfectly on my tweet yesterday. It's just we can sit here and say, oh, you know, Jeff deserves better. And there's obviously a section of people that are like, oh, he can barely move now and he's not the same as he was. Well, he's 43. He's obviously not the same as he was, but he still holds a lot of value. You could definitely use him better than you are right now. End of the day, WWE just don't seem to hold him in the same regard that we do now.
No, I feel like they view him in the same state that they viewed the Big Show before he left and Matt Hardy before he left. And the fact that they didn't really have plans for Christian before he went to AEW, he seems more in that class than the people that come from his era that are given prominent spots like Edge, Goldberg, The Undertaker, Triple H. A lot of these guys haven't been used in the past year, but are we really going to question that if they came back tomorrow, they wouldn't be given like one of the top spots at a SummerSlam or WrestleMania? Of course those guys would. And it's just sad that Jeff is not viewed even in the slightest of their kind of aura. He's not viewed in that way by WWE creative anymore.
He's really not. And that's kind of like an ongoing problem to me, where Jeff Hardy, again, he does carry value, but it's like, do they not believe that he can pull off those matches anymore? Does he not, you know, what is it then? Like, what are they going to do? He's obviously on a good wedge, right? What are you going to do with him for 2 years? To put over Jinder Mahal on like a random, like, you know, they could have even built to that if they really wanted to, but to just throw him away the way they are, it's just a bit, it's just mind-numbing to me. Like, I don't really understand it. He can't be happy, can he?
No. I mean, I think he more or less would be happy because he's getting a stable, you know, check. Of course, if he says in interviews he's happy, I'm sure he is because he probably signed for big money because they were trying to keep him away from AEW. But I just want more for Jeff. And you would think that Jeff is a creative person that, you know, he would want more for himself, especially if this is his final run.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan. Right, of Jeff Hardy, unashamedly. I'm not going to make out. I'm not. But at the same time, I just feel like I'm not saying put him on top. I'm not saying, you know, have him run for everyone, be world champ and, you know, whatever, this wonderful journey. But there is a lot of emotional things you can do with Jeff Hardy. There is a lot of value he could bring to the table. I just feel like there, yeah. And I don't know, but I'm going to have to go, right? Because you've got Quizmania.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I just got the message from the host, like, you about...
Get out. Hit the bricks. You leave. I'll wrap it up. Hit the bricks, SP3.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Happy birthday, Alex. I'm going to be fighting for you.
My man. Thank you very much. Go on. Hit the bricks. Get out of here, you. Wow. Very nearly made SP3 late for Quizlemania. I would never have been forgiven. I do have some Ultra Chats to quickly run through, but... I'm just looking for the correct document. Until that, I will answer a couple of questions here. Somebody asked me if I would be interested in being a play-by-play guy or being involved in wrestling in any degree. I would, actually. And I've seen some stuff lately where people were like, oh, journalists shouldn't, like, muddy the waters, right? They shouldn't be involved in that sort of thing. Like, you know, oh, it makes them biased and rubbish. Rubbish. I think the body of work speaks for everyone in that regard. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I am going to quickly have a go on these two here. So Matty says, hey, Sid, happy birthday, Alex. Hope you've had a great day. Not got a question today. Just wanted to say happy birthday to the greatest egg. Oh, thank you very much. Sid, I love how you present to Alex was to kick him off. Cool. Yes, that was his present. It's my laptop, man. It keeps doing me dirty. Carol One says, just dropping in to wish Alex a very happy birthday. Thank you, Carol. Enjoy your evening. Wish SP3 good luck, Quizlemania. Bring it home. You got this. Wish my love, CM Chris, a very happy 4-month anniversary. Thank you for loving me all these months. You are my world. Ah, what a magnificent way to sign off a show with the love of Carol One's and CM Chris. That honestly, that warms my heart. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me for this great episode. It makes me very happy to spend my birthday with you guys. But please do make your way over to Quizlemania now. Please, please support SP3 and encourage him to bring home a victory, man, because it's just wonderful that Wrestling Daily, Louis has had the championship, but SP3 has been pining for a shot for so long. Let's hope the man gets it done. Let's hope we get to have war games in the near future. I will be back tomorrow, Steph Chase, 8 p.m., talking all things of Dynamite tonight. And on Friday, I've got a nice little media day, which I'll be seeing Louis at, which I'll bring you more details again later. I know I'm being very teasy lately, but I have to be. You'll understand. I know you will. Until later, guys, you've all been great eggs. I really appreciate all of your messages, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much. And I will catch you later.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.